4SZY Mobile.
4SZY KF4NXY, David, back to you.
David, this is Rob on this end. How you doing over there?
Pretty good, Rob. I guess you're probably on your way home.
Well, I got off of work a little bit earlier today. I had to run back out to the hardware store. I'm in the process of working on a dipole antenna. I needed some screws.
Any kind of wire antenna. I need to hang up between some trees one of these days. Got a lot of little antenna projects. I kind of got sidelined with my health for a little while, but I think everything's going to be better pretty soon. And you can get back to doing that kind of stuff shortly.
For sure, yeah. I'm going to put one up in the attic and run my cable down into a closet and out to the room, but just wanted to try something different out.
Yeah, that'll probably work, you know. As long as your attic's big enough to bring a fairly decent amount of wire up there.
I got a big enough attic that the only problem is it's hotter than you know what up there this time of year, so I'm having to work in about 5-minute increments and then come back down and cool off.
I got a screened in back porch, and even late at night, I mean, it's hot out on that thing right now.
Here we're supposed to hit triple digits, I believe, either this weekend or next week. Man, I tell you, I'm about tired of it. I'm ready for October and November to get here myself.
Amen to that, because it's going to feel like 108 degrees, son. I ain't gonna step outside much.
Either. I'll probably get up early Saturday morning and try to get my grass cutting done before it gets hot, and that'll be it for me. You won't catch me outside.
Okay, if you got any outdoor projects to do, hit it at daylight and try and be done by 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Well, David, what side of town you located on?
About 30 miles south of Greenville, a little area called Possum Kingdom, just off Highway 25.
Not real familiar with that area. I'm over here, west side, Spartanburg, and Moore.
A little bit familiar with that area. There's a guy over there I get to paint, do painting work on my cars. He redid an old town car for me. Got it looking pretty good. And I got an old pickup truck out there. And I get up enough loose change, spare money, whatever. I'm going to get him to paint it.
An old Jeep that I'd like to do same thing with, but hadn't saved up enough pennies to do anything with it yet.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Other things got to come first, you know. And the old truck don't really look that bad. It's just got a lot of parking lot scratches on it. My dad bought it brand new in 1995, and I bought it from him several years ago, and he's done passed away, so I try and keep it running. I got a good mechanic that I can take it to when there's some kind of issue, and now I got a good paint body man, just, gotta have a little loose change there, something that ain't allocated for something else sometime.
What kind of pickup is it?
A Ford F-150, single cab. It's got a 302 V8 in it.
were the good ones. I had a 99 that was a 99 Ford that was a good truck. I kind of wish I'd have never gotten rid of that one, but you know, can't undo it now.
It's a pretty good old workhorse. I got a Tundra that I used to pull the pontoon boat and that kind of stuff. But this one's a good day-to-day driver, you know, running whatever kind of errands you need a pickup truck for to, you know, throw the stuff in the back and take it where it needs to go.
USL, I totally understand that. Well, David, I'm pulling back up in my neighborhood, about to be in the driveway here in just a second. I appreciate you hollering back at me this evening. I had a good time talking to you. Hopefully I'll catch you on here again sometime soon. This is KQ4SZY.
Just a quick note, you're getting into the machine pretty good from being over in Spartanburg. There's a lot of people in that area don't get into it as good as you're doing right now. So you've got that mobile set up. You know, whatever you've got going on there is working for you. I'll talk to you a little later. Have a good evening, KF4.